I always knew we were a fairly odd family. First, there was me. Too tall, too skinny, too orange. My mum was lovely, but not like other mums. There was something solid about her, something rectangular, busy and unsentimental. Her fashion icon was the Queen. Dad, well, he was more normal. He always seemed to have time on his hands. After giving up teaching university students on his 50th birthday, he was eternally available for a leisurely chat or to let me win at table tennis. Yes. And then there was Mum's brother, Uncle Desmond. Always impeccably dressed, he spent the days just, being Uncle Desmond. He was the most charming and least clever man you could ever meet. His mind was on other things, though we never found out what. And then finally, there was Catherine, Katie, Kit Kat, my sister. In a household of sensible jackets and haircuts, there was this, what can I call her, nature thing. With her elfin eyes, her purple t-shirts, and her eternally bare feet. She was then, and still is to me, about the most wonderful thing in the world. All in all, it was a pretty good childhood, full of repeated rhythms and patterns. By the time I was 21, we were still having tea on the beach every single day, skimming stones, and eating sandwiches, summer and winter, no matter what the weather. And every Friday evening, a film, no matter what the weather. And then, once a year, the dreaded New Year's Eve party.
You're absolutely gorgeous. Okay, Katie, what were they?
This is very expensive stuff.
Come on, it's moving that. Come on, we're all going through. Right through. I've got a point. Oh,
Happy New Year! Sorry.
And so I woke up the next morning, hungover, ashamed of myself, and not realizing it was the day that would change my life forever.
Get up, stupid. Dad wants to see you. Oh, hello. Sexy pajamas.
Ah, Tim, come in. Do sit down.
Very formal.
Well, yeah. This is an odd moment for me, because I had the same moment with my father when I just turned 21, and after it, my life was never the same, so I approach it pretty nervously.
Okay. When you're ready, it's all very mysterious.
Right. Tim, my dear son, the simple fact is, the men in this family have always had the ability to... This is going to sound strange. Be prepared for strangeness. Get ready for spooky time. But there's this family secret. And the secret is that the men in the family can... travel in time. Well, more accurately, travel back in time. We can't travel into the future.
This is such a weird joke.
It's seriously not a joke.
So you're saying that you and Grandad and his brothers could all travel back in time?
Absolutely.
And you still do?
Absolutely. Although it's not as dramatic as it sounds. It's only in my own life. I can only go to places where I actually was and can remember. I can't kill Hitler or shag Helen of Troy, unfortunately.
Okay, stop. If it's true, which it isn't...
Although it is.
Although it isn't, obviously. But if it was, which it's not...
Which it is.
Which it isn't. But if it was, how would I actually...
The how is the easy bit, in fact. You go into a dark place. Big cupboards are very useful, generally. Toilets at a pinch. Then you clench your fists like this. Think of the moment you're going to, and you'll find yourself there. After a bit of a stumble and a rumble and a tumble.
Wow.
Is as good a reaction as any. I think I plumped for fuck. But it was the 70s.
No, this is so obviously a joke.
It's not a joke. Why would I lie to someone I'm fairly fond of?
Okay. But when I come back downstairs after standing in a cupboard with my fist clenched, you're going to be in so much trouble.
Well, let's see, shall we? Oh, and Tim, try and do something interesting.
So much trouble. I mean it, really.
Yes.
Yeah, good, Ace. Yeah.
Good, come on. Nearly midnight. We got a point.
Whoa.
Midnight.
You're welcome, Polly.
Does Mum know?
Not a whistle.
Strange.
And what about the whole butterfly effect thing? What can I say? We don't seem to have messed up civilization yet.
It's going to be a complicated year.
It's going to be a complicated life.
What have you done with it?
For me, it's books, books, books. I've read everything a man could wish to. Twice. Dickens, three times. Any first thoughts?
Well, I suppose apart from getting a slightly better haircut.
Yeah.
Money would be the obvious thing.
Very mixed blessing. Utterly screwed up your grandfather's life, left him without love or friends. I've never bumped into a genuinely happy rich person.
It would be nice not to have to work.
No, that's a real recipe for disaster. Look what happened to Uncle Fred.
What happened to Uncle Fred?
Absolutely sort of wasted his life. You have to use it for things that you really think will make your life the way you want it to be. Come on, really think about this.
Well, to be honest, I suppose at the moment... It would be just great if it could help me get a girlfriend.
Wow. Massive.
Yeah. The mothership. For me, it was always going to be about love. And that summer I walked into the eye of a storm. Her name was Charlotte, cousin of Kit Kat's handsome but nasty boyfriend Jimmy. And she was staying 2 whole months.
Oh, not bad for you. Tim, will you do my back?
Absolutely.
very clean.
Oh no!
Is it in my hair?
Yes.
Tim, will you do my back?
Sure, just give us a sec.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, nice.
It's my area.
It was a summer of suntan and torture. I invited my foolish friend Jay around to tennis because I thought he'd make me look good. I was wrong.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Charlotte just made both of us look like idiots. How the hell are you meant to concentrate in your game? How are you meant to live your life with this sort of shit going down? It never got better until suddenly it was almost too late.
Well, Charlotte, our final lunch.
No!
And it's been really, really lovely having you all summer.
It has.
Thank you. Thank you.
It has. It really has.
How's it, Desmond?
Beg your pardon?
Lovely having Charlotte here all summer, dear.
Charlotte? Who's Charlotte?
Come on, darling. Charlotte, sitting next to you.
Oh, yes. Of course. Of course. Charlotte. Lovely to meet you.
Have you enjoyed having Charlotte here all summer, Tim?
Yeah.
There goes August.
I've introduced you to most of these.
Yeah, and well, you did. You were much more sophisticated.
In a quiet way.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
As it's your last night, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah. Ask away. Oh, no, wait. It's not going to be about love, is it?
Love? What?
Well, it's just that kick out warned me that if you were to ever mention it, I should be very firm with you and tell you you must treat me like your sister and not be stupid. Or have I just made a total fool of myself and you're actually going to ask me for late night last minute tennis tips?
No, it was the love thing.
Oh. Well, that's very sweet of you. It's just a shame you left it till last night. You should have tried creeping along the corridor while we still had time.
Okay, the last night was a bad idea.
Very bad idea. It feels like an ever so slightly insulting afterthought. Last night was never going to work.
All right. Good. Got it. I know you've probably suspected this, but over the last month, I've fallen completely in love with you. Now, obviously this was going to happen, because you're a goddess with that face and that hair. But even if you didn't have the nice face, and even if you had absolutely no hair, because of some bizarre medical reason, I'd still adore you. And I just wondered whether by any chance you might share my feelings.
Well, tell you what. Why don't we see how the summer goes and then you ask me again on my last night?
Your last night?
Yes. Try me on the last night. See what happens then, shall we? It's exciting.
Right. That's a perfect plan. That's absolutely perfect. Last night.
Last night.
Thanks very much.
Night night, Timmy.
Big lesson number one. All the time travel in the world can't make someone love you.
Bye.
So the love of my life just drove away. And the very next day, it was my turn to leave.
There you go. Don't spend it all at once.
Thanks.
Don't call too often. Your mother doesn't like to be disturbed.
Okay.
I caught the train to London in search of a future and a girlfriend. I was staying in St. John's Wood near Abbey Road with a playwright friend of my dad's called Harry. It's always nice to have family connections when you're a new kid in town.
What the fuck do you want?
I'm James's son.
Who?
James Lake.
What about him?
He said you had a room.
Go in there and wait. Quietly. I mean it. Don't make a sound. Or I'll kill you. I was actually having the first good idea I've had for a decade when you rang on the doorbell. But now it's gone. You little shit.
How's your dad? Weird cock, I always thought. Something weird about him.
Really?
Yeah, I never really liked him, actually.
Your mum still looked like Andy Warhol.
What?
That, by the way, is my wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you wouldn't like her at first. Sarcastic cow. But eventually you'd realise that she's the best human being in the world. Which is why she left me, of course.
Here you go. Chance to make too much noise, particularly when having sex.
No chance of that.
Oh, Christ, two losers in one house. That is my daughter. Huh. Have sex with her if you like. Apparently everyone else has.
It wasn't a hopeful setup for romance. And work didn't help on that score either. The world of law seems to be entirely full of men.
Hello, I'm Rory. Very pleased to meet you. A real thrill.
Well, who knows, we might become pals, etc.
Who the hell are you?
Tim Lake.
Well, I hope you're better than this clown. Come on, Roger.
Oh, it's Rory, actually. I've been here a year and a half. Just saying that to be nice. It's 2 years, actually.
So, 6 lonely months went by, and it was still just me and Harry. Me lawyering every hour of the day and night, and him putting the finishing touches to his new play. No matter how many girls there were in the world, I always seemed to end up with Rory.
Hello.
Hey. Until, out of the blue, on a dodgy night out with Dodgy Jay, something miraculous happened.
The waitresses are
Wait for this. Right, they're blind.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm kidding you not. No, it's bats. It's bats.
Very good to have you here, gentlemen. I hope you enjoy your experience. Carlo will show you to your table.
Great. Lead on, maestro.
Right. Can I have your right hand on my right shoulder, please? And your friend hold on to your shoulder. Thank you.
Mind the stairs and be prepared because it's completely dark. Okay, gentlemen, if you don't mind, I can sit you here beside these two young ladies.
No, no, sounds absolutely perfect.
Oh, God, you sound very perky.
I am, and very handsome.
Oh, I'm there.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mary.
I'm Tim. Mary's my mother's name, actually.
Oh, does it suit her?
Sort of, although she's sturdy, so Bernard might have been a better fit.
Okay. Oh! Something just touched my elbow.
That wasn't me.
Oh, no, well, that just makes it worse. If it wasn't you, who was it?
Well, it wasn't me, because I touched something else.
Yes, and you will stop that right away, thank you.
So, girls, be honest, who is more beautiful?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, she is.
Excellent.
Actually, I look like Kate Moss.
Really?
No, I sort of look like a squirrel.
Do you like Kate Moss?
I absolutely love her. In fact, I almost wore one of her dresses here tonight. You?
No, no, her clothes look terrible on me.
I cannot believe that it's your birthday next week.
Your friend, he's quite enthusiastic.
I actually hate him. What's Joanna like?
She's basically a prostitute.
I think it's strawberry mousse.
Oh.
Do you want some?
Okay. Try it.
Okay, where's your mouth?
It's here.
There. Oh. Oh, my God, what was that?
My eye. I've got quite a lot of strawberry mousse in my eye now.
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. It's a new sensation for me. So, maybe I'll see you outside.
Yeah, great.
Great. Scary.
Yeah, it's a bit scary.
Oh my God, I'm so in there. What about you?
I don't know, but she sounded wonderful.
Oh, shh. Joanna?
Jay.
Christ, you're a babe. How do you fancy stretching the night out a bit?
Look, we've got to rush, but help me find a cab, and I might give you my number.
Of course, yeah.
Or I might not. Haven't decided yet.
Yes, not well.
She and Jay she took him to, I don't know.
Right. Oh, well, I guess I better,
Would it be very wrong if I asked you for your number?
No.
Just in case I ever, you know, had to call you about
stuff. Okay.
Would you?
It's Mary.
Mary? I thought this phone was old and shit, but suddenly it's my most valuable possession.
You really like me? Even my frock?
I love your frock.
And my hair? It's not too brown?
I love brown.
The fringe is new.
The fringe is perfect. The fringe is the best bit.
We have to go! I found a cab and his dodgy friend is about to assault me.
Okay, I'm coming. 2 seconds. I hope I see you again.
You will.
Okay. Good. Good night.
Good night. I think
I see you. I want to live for us and watch you dance in the air.
Ah! What's happened? What have you done, you poor thing?
Nothing. It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Thank you. You may remember my play open tonight.
Oh, my God, yes. How did it go?
Well, it went well. You could tell in the room a masterpiece was being unfurled.
Really?
Really. And this is the crucial plot point, I think, until the lead actor had the most massive dry in the history of theatre.
No.
Yes. He didn't just forget his lines. He forgot his lines to the extent that no actor has ever forgotten their lines before in the annals of dramatic art. The reviews won't say major masterpiece gets unveiled. They'll say major actor gets Alzheimer's.
It's a disaster.
Is an understatement. It's the Titanic of play openings, but with no survivors. No women, no children, not even Kate Winslet. All dead.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
What does that mean? What are you going to do? Ring up every critic in London and offer them a blowjob if they ignore the fact that we sat in total silence for half an hour? Waiting for a moron to remember one single line.
Not quite that.
Hello.
Sir Tom. I'm a friend of Harry's. How's it going with the lines?
I'm sorry, what do you mean the lines?
It's just, you know, in the court scenes, some of those lines are pretty complex, and I just thought maybe it might be worth, you know, having one last look at the lines before you go on. Little refresher.
Fuck off out of here, you arsing lunatic.
Okay.
Get out! Since you thought it worth... Go on! Patronizing piece of...
And now, the defense. I have lived many weary years, but never in that long catalogue of wasted time have I ever seen such an atrocious miscarriage of justice.
Do the prosecution have anything final to add? Prosecution, have anything final to add?
Gentlemen,
I regard today's proceedings with the utmost gravity. Nevertheless, let us be clear of one simple and salient thing. It is the life of a guilty man.
Oh, here's a little prick who walked out halfway through. You missed the best scene, you little twerp.
Sorry.
What did you think of the set?
I thought it was incredible.
Did you? I didn't. Too grand. Mary. Oh, no. She's gone.
Two girls in earlier tonight. One of them the prettiest girl in the world. The other one like a sort of nice prostitute. Did you get their names?
Yes. They left a while ago. Let's see. No, I'm afraid they were walk-ins. And it appears they paid my cash. Sorry, sir.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. It's brilliant. It's just the end of my life. Thanks so much.
Oh, cheer up, mate. Apparently, you're living with Britain's greatest living playwright. I don't usually read them, obviously, but I couldn't resist this one. Harry Chapman found guilty of genius.
I have to go out right now.
Why?
She loves Kate Moss.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Thanks for keeping me company, kitten.
Nothing better to do.
How's Jimmy?
Dumped me.
Oh, not again. And work?
They sacked me.
Idiots. Coffee.
Please. I only just noticed this cat in this picture. See that cat?
I do see that cat. It's very good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
It's her. It's her. That's her.
Dad! You go, girl.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's so good to see you.
We've never met before.
Oh, no. Fuck. No, of course we haven't.
No. Sorry, I think you've mistaken me for someone else.
No. Your name's Mary.
That's, distinctly weird. How do you know that?
Well, you look like a Mary.
In what way?
My mum's called Mary.
I look like your mother.
No, you're much prettier. It's a nice fringe, by the way.
It's new and probably too short, but,
Well, Chief, thank you. And, listen, it was really nice to meet you. I should probably go because my friend's waiting for me.
Okay.
And, you're a total stranger. Total stranger.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
Oh, no.
How's it going?
No, very poor.
Very poor?
Very poor indeed, yeah.
Ian, you gotta go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take two.
Better stay.
Always. I don't know. I can't.
Sorry. It's me again.
Hi.
Sorry.
Joanna, this is...
Tim.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Tim.
Hey, Mary. Tim is a total stranger whose mother's name is Mary.
Yeah. I just had a weird experience with Mary here of thinking she was someone else, but she wasn't. But I just wondered if I could walk around with you for a while. Because my sister Kit Kat is about to leave.
Yeah. Bye.
And so, I'm about to be quite lonely.
Right. Well, I think we should probably say no. Oh, no, yes, but on the other hand, he's got a quite nice smile and sort of, you know, fun hair. Yeah. All right. But you have to promise that you are not one of the following things. One, a lunatic.
Yeah. No.
Two, a fringe fetishist.
I'm just Kate Moss's number one male fan.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah. God, yeah.
Do you agree that the magic of her lies in her history? That the informality of her early shots compared to this stuff, so you just always know that despite the high fashion, she's still just that cheeky, normal, naked girl on the beach?
Couldn't have put it better myself. That's absolutely it. I agree with that profoundly.
Huh.
Milk?
Yes.
Sugar?
No.
Boyfriend?
Yes.
No. No, you don't have a boyfriend.
Do I not look like I'd have a boyfriend? Do I look like I'd never get a boyfriend?
No, that's the rudest thing I've ever heard.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I just didn't expect. Is it quite a new boyfriend?
Yes. There he is. Rupert.
Oh, Rupert. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Oh, sorry I'm late with my dad.
Oh.
Hi, James.
Rupee.
Well, this is Tim, and we don't know him at all.
Hey, I was thinking we could take in a film after this. Get some nice popcorn, shout out, snuggle.
Okay.
When did you two meet? Exactly.
Well, it was only a week ago, actually. It's all been a bit of a whirlwind, isn't it, Pooch Face?
Well, I'm going to have to teach you what you can and can't say in front of people.
No Pooch Face.
No, definitely not.
Come on, then. More details about this wonderful first meeting.
Okay, okay. It was, what, Joanna?
June 17th.
Yeah, and Joe was having a little party.
A little hell from which Mr. Thank God rescued me.
And where was this terrible party?
No, my brothel of the flat.
Which is where, though, that's the question, isn't it?
What are you, a detective?
No, sorry, I've just got a very visual imagination. I like to imagine stuff completely.
26 Courtfield Gardens, SW5.
SW5.
Around 8:30.
8:30.
On dress code, slot here. Will that do?
Absolutely, yes. Although I am wondering when you got there, Rupert. Early? Late?
On time, I think. The true love was calling.
Oh, gosh. I actually feel a bit sick now. Just these muffins, I think. Never trust a blueberry.
Oh.
Okay, I'll be back in a second. You two are such a lovely couple.
Weird.
He's cute.
I like him.
Yeah, me too.
Right, Oh, hello. Do I know you?
No. I'm a friend of Mary's.
She has another friend.
Yeah, God, you amaze me, but...
Hello. Oh, a hot dog?
Yeah,
took me hours, made for myself.
Thanks.
Disgusting.
Totally undercooked.
See you later. Yeah, how's that working out?
I'm Tim.
Mary.
It's my mother's name. But let's not get into that. So I know this is forward, but your face tells me that you're finding this party to be a living hell. So I just wondered if you might come and have a bite to eat with me instead. Right now.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I should have thought this through more. Let's talk about Kate Moss.
I love Kate Moss.
I always think the key thing with her is the history.
Yes.
The informality of her early shots compared to high fashion stuff. So you always know that underneath, she's still just the same cheeky, normal girl, naked on the beach.
I agree with you completely.
If we leave now, then we can have, you know, more than one start. I love your eyes. And I love the rest of your face, too.
More than one starter.
10 amazing starters.
Thanks.
10 minutes is long enough for any party, I think.
Yeah.
Especially that one.
Here you go.
What a dickhead.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
I'm a reader at a publisher.
No. You read for a living?
Yes. That's it. I read.
Oh, that's so great. It's like someone asking, what do you do for a living? I breathe. I'm a breather. I get paid for breathing. How did you get that job?
Okay, smartass. What do you do?
I am a lawyer. Sort of.
That's sexy.
Is it?
I mean, I think so. In a suit, in a court, saving people's lives. It's kind of sexy.
I guess it is. Although it's not as sexy as reading. Sitting there in an office, in a little chair.
Okay, stop. Ooh. Stop. Just wait right there, mister, because you know a lot of books get submitted to my publisher. So it's an immense responsibility.
I bet it is. But when you're doing normal reading, is it ruined because it's your job? You know, like prostitutes, I always worry that when they stop being prostitutes that they can't enjoy sex anymore.
You always worry about that?
No, I sometimes worry about it.
Oh, good. Okay, because someone who always worried about that would be a bit of a
worry. When you read a newspaper, do you think, oh, get this, it's work?
Have you interviewed a lot of prostitutes?
When you read a menu, do you think, no, I'm not reading this unless you pay me hard cash?
How many prostitutes will you need to talk to before this issue is solved? I mean, are you planning to head to Eastern Europe and Thailand? Would you like to walk me to my car?
Yes.
Okay.
Why not? Sounds like a good idea. What about you?
Yeah, I have 3 older brothers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Behind you.
I have trouble parking.
Pardon?
It's just such a long way to your car.
Oh, yeah, well, my car's actually parked outside my house. I got a lift to the party.
Okay. That's good. That's perfect.
makes perfect sense. Mm. It's very logical.
I'm sure it'll be better next time.
Why? I thought it was pretty lovely.
Right, no, it was really lovely. In fact, could you just give me 1 minute?
Okay. Done. Some people make a real mess of it the first time.
Amateurs. Could you give me 1 second?
Sure.
Couldn't wait.
Oh. My goodness. Mm.
Best night of my entire life. Now I've got a suspicion I'm going to have the best sleep of my entire life.
So once is enough for my perfect guy?
I'm not sure that's entirely fair.
Longer if I may.
bad news.
You're dying?
No, not that bad.
I'm dying?
No. My parents are in town. They're visiting, and they're coming around.
Oh, God. Parents? American parents?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Now. Yeah, they told me, and I didn't tell you, and I thought they'd cancel because they normally do, and they didn't.
Now.
You should probably put on some pants.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Do they know I exist?
Yeah, I've mentioned something like you, but nothing very specific. They're quite conservative, so maybe not those pants. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You just stall them. Stall them.
What? I don't like waiting.
Okay, do I live here?
Definitely not.
Are we having sex?
Yeah, but not oral.
I wasn't going to mention oral.
Okay, good, don't.
How did you think that was going to come up? Could you help me with this, please?
I don't know. If it does, just deny it completely.
But who's going to bring it up? Your dad, Tim, had any cunnilingus with my daughter recently?
Well, you never know.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Dad. Mom.
Oh,
this is Tim.
Hello, sir. Ma'am.
Hi.
Well, should we come back when you haven't got any company, or?
Oh, well, that would be quite difficult because Tim actually lives here. Really? With you?
Yes. Yeah, but no oral sex, I promise you.
I beg your pardon.
Excuse me.
So, Tim, tell us where you're from, which part of the country?
He's from Cornwall. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's that little bit right at the end, sort of looks like a shoe. And you're a lawyer, is that right? Yep, that's right. And he never loses. You don't think he's going to win, and then he just pulls something out of the bag, and would you know, he wins again. Do you ever answer any of your own questions? Yes, he does. Usually he does, but not today, because I'm doing all the talking, because I'm really nervous, and I kind of love him, and I want you to, too. Oh, honey. Sorry, Tim. Over to you. Shoot.
I think my
dad... Can I just say one more thing?
Yep.
Thank God that's over.
I got given 2 tickets for the National Theatre tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Oh, no, so not. I'm just going to sleep all day.
I don't see why going to the theatre should get in the way of that. Many of the best sleeps of my life have happened in the Royal Shakespeare Company.
No, you take someone else. I really like bed, and I really hate theater.
Quite right. But what kind of sad act is going to be free on a Saturday night? With no day's notice.
Bravo!
Oh, my God. Charlotte.
Who?
My first love.
Where?
There. Under the exit sign.
The old woman?
No, not the old woman. The astonishing blonde.
Blonde with dark hair?
No, blonde. Blonde means a blonde hair, doesn't it? Okay, you stay there. I mean it. Stay.
It seems we stood and talked like this before.
Charlotte!
Oh, my God. Tim! How fabulous to see you. Wow. This is my girlfriend, Tina. Tim.
No. Oh. That is so brilliant. Well, hello, Tina.
Why is it brilliant?
There are certain moments in your life that scar you for life. Charlotte's rejection of me was one of those moments. But now I know she's got a girlfriend, well, that's just a huge burden suddenly lifted off my mind. I can be a confident heterosexual all over again.
Not that kind of girlfriend.
What?
You think I'm gay?
No. No, of course not. No. Girlfriend. Yes. No. Wow. Yeah, friend who is a girl. which you so clearly are. I'm just going to go and get my boyfriend, who is a boy.
Oh, my God. Tim! Yeah. Oh, lovely to see you. Look at you. Wow. This is my girlfriend, Tina.
Oh. Hello, Tina. Although, you should be a little careful with that, by the way. There are still quite a lot of us old-fashioned types about who interpret girlfriend as meaning gay. So if you say that Tina's your girlfriend, people will assume that you're gay.
I am gay.
Are you?
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't. I love that stuff. I'm just gonna... Wow. I've just seen the girl who broke my heart 3 summers ago.
Kissing you?
No. Best let sleeping girls lie. Come on.
Best night of my life. I always love this area. It's so bustling. And I mean, those pictures full of colour. It just makes me so happy when I'm around here, all the colours.
Tim?
Oh, Charlotte!
How lovely to see you!
What a surprise!
Wow! Sorry, this is my girlfriend, Tina.
Okay, shut up. Hello, Tina.
Look at you. It just never even occurred to me you existed outside of Cornwall. And we're about to go get dinner, but it'd be great to hang out sometime.
Yeah, sure, yeah, that'd be... I'd love that.
Send my love to little Kit Kat. How is she?
She's okay. I'm not finding London totally easy.
Right. Well, Timmy says he sees her sometimes.
Really? Since when?
See, there was always something there. Sorry, you are...
Very well, thank you.
Well, she means your name.
Oh, Roger.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's Rory.
Nice to meet you, Rory.
Yeah.
Right, sorry, we should get going. It was really great to see you.
See you soon. Yeah. Bye. God, she is beautiful.
She's so beautiful. If you had sex with her, you'd die. You'd just die. You'd open her shirt, you'd see her breast, and your eyes would explode. You'd have to have sex with her blind, and then you'd die.
Well, you know that she didn't give me her number, that's...
I told Tina to go have dinner on her own. Are you hungry?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Great. Bye, Roger.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Thanks again for the play. Triumph.
Where do you want to go? You know, started to think we slightly wasted that summer holiday. If we could travel back in time, maybe I wouldn't have said no. I'm just staying around the corner. Can you walk me home?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, here we are. It's a lot nicer inside.
I'm sure it is. So lovely to see you, Charlotte. What a night. Total joy, but I've got to get back. Because it's something very important that I have to do right now. Would you like to marry?
Shh, don't be so selfish. I'm sleeping. It's bad.
Oh, right. That went very well. Wait.
Wake up. What? Wake up. Come and have a chat.
Why?
I've got something important to ask you.
Can it wait till morning?
Not really.
Well, I'm so comfy. Having the loveliest dream. What is it? Why is there music on?
It's got something to do with what I want to ask you.
Wait a minute. Romantic music. Guy with important question. Are you on your knees? On his knees. Were you so bored in the play you decided to ask me to marry you afterwards? Huh?
Something like that. Yeah. Exactly that. In fact. Will you marry me? Any thoughts on the answer? Yes, no. Get out of my life, loser. They're all possible.
I think I'll go for yes. Thank you for asking me. And thank you for not going for one of those melodramatic proposals with lots of people around. I hate other people.
Me too. I'm just going to turn off the radio.
They offer you tea.
Yeah.
Just say
no. Yeah. Hello.
Mum, this is Mary.
Mary.
Hi.
Good Lord, you're pretty.
Oh, no, it's just, I've got a lot of mascara and lipstick on. Let's have a look.
Oh, yes. Good. It's very bad for a girl to be too pretty.
Yeah.
Stops her developing a sense of humour. Or a personality.
Tea? I'd love a cup of tea.
Oh, Christ, that's the whole day gone.
You get a saucy
thing. Help you with that. Oh, Skip and Stone.
They've been doing this to choose about this.
And what are your faults?
I mean, little weaknesses.
Oh, well, I'm very insecure.
Sweet.
Okay, I have a very bad temper sometimes.
Crucial. How else are you going to get a fella to do what you want?
Oh, and of course I have a weakness for your son.
So do I. But best not to tell him. Don't want him getting cocky.
Pow! Pow! I'm so good without the ball. Pow! Pow!
What do you think of her?
I like her more than you already.
Oh, look, I've forgotten this.
Jimmy Fontana, Il Mondo.
Greatest record ever recorded by an Italian who looks like he's got a dead badger on his head.
And you've got the album.
Yes.
Check out those specs. Come on with the game. Right. And what an extraordinary game is this. For the first time, a father and son are playing each other in the World Table Tennis Final, and neither of them are Chinese. Tremendous play from the old world champion and his son, the first openly ginger British table tennis player. But there are signs the youngster's beginning to crack. There are tears in his eyes.
There are not.
Listen, will be!
Hey.
Hey, I didn't know you were here.
Yeah. Just popped down for a while.
Okay. What about the job?
Oh. So
How long have you been here?
Couple of weeks.
Gosh. So life in London...
Hard.
Okay.
Is Mary here?
Yes.
Where?
Downstairs. Oh, you be gentle. Be gentle.
Oh, careful!
Yeah, no, you did all the humans too.
Yeah. Make a good impression.
I've got an important announcement to make.
Exciting.
We've decided, after a little bit of thought, to get married.
Yes! That's wonderful news!
Who are you getting married to?
To Mary. Over there.
Oh, thank yeah. God for that. Jolly embarrassing if it had been another girl. Imagine that.
Oh, no, sorry. By the way, the wedding will be quite soon. Because we're having a baby, too.
You're pregnant.
Yeah.
Who's the father?
Oh, Jim, I hope.
Oh, thank God for that. Johnny York could have been another fella.
We have to decide tonight.
What?
Everything. I mean, the only thing you've decided about our wedding is that I'm coming down the aisle to the sound of some Italian weirdo singing a song called Il Mondo.
Excellent song.
To which I said a definitive no. So here's the deal. I will take up one item of clothing for every decision you make.
Okay. You have my attention, young lady.
Right. Where would you like to get married?
Home. I'd hate anywhere else.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Good. Who should the priest be?
It'll have to be the local bloke with yellow teeth and the massive unibrow.
Okay. That's a lock for Hagrid. Best man. Best man.
Oh, no, this
now.
Is so hard. It's lose-lose, you know. You piss off all the ones you don't pick, and then you end up hating the one you do pick because he makes a bad speech and ruins the day.
Do you want to see these puppies or not?
Yes, I do. Jay.
It's your choice.
Oh, he's my best friend, but he's a moron.
Yeah, he will mess up everything.
Rory.
Sure.
No, Harry.
Harry it is. Let's do this.
Yeah. Oh, Rory.
What?
Sorry.
That's such a cheat. Oh. Okay, fine. Honeymoon.
Bed and breakfast in Scotland.
I am not taking my pants off for Scotland.
Oh, that is all we can afford. Take off your pants.
I will not.
Take off your pants.
I want 2 weeks in bone.
Take off the pants.
Plan of rain today. No. Stanotte amore non ho più pensato a te. Ho aperto gli occhi per guardare intorno a me. E intorno a me girava il mondo come sempre. Gira il mondo, gira nello spazio senza fine. Con gli amori appena nati, con gli amori già finiti, con la gioia e col dolore della gente come me. Un mondo, soltanto adesso io ti guardo, nel tuo silenzio io mi perdo, e sono niente accanto a te.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Norrie. When Tim asked me to be his best man, I was terrified. So I thought best thing is to find a book about speeches. And here it is. And it says, think of really funny anecdotes. And there is a very hilarious story, actually, from work. It was quite a complicated case based on an issue of cross-amortization of ownership of post-divorce properties. And let me just explain the context. The defendant...
When Tim asked me to do his best man speech, my immediate reaction was, how much are you going to pay me, you little shit? I don't write for free, you know?
These were the girls available to him at that time. Hello, girls. And this is how far he got with each of them. Let me explain the code. 5, blowjob. 8, full, penetrative.
And so, a toast to the man with the worst haircut, but the best bride in the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim and Mary. I wish I'd said I love you.
You did, Dad. It was implied.
I'm not sure implied is good enough for a wedding day, yeah?
No, don't do it. It's fine. I'm so happy with it as it was. You really don't have to.
I'll do what I want to do, young man. Will you excuse me for just one moment? Later on, I may tell you about Tim's many failings as a man and as a table tennis player, but important first to say the one big thing. I've only loved 3 men in my life. My dad was a frosty bugger, so that only leaves dear Uncle Desmond, B.B. King, obviously, and this young man here. I'd only give one piece of advice to anyone marrying. We're all quite similar in the end. We all get old and tell the same tales too many times. But try and marry someone kind. And this is a kind man with a good heart. I'm not particularly proud of many things in my life, but I am very proud to be the father of my son.
I'm so sorry to disturb you, but I wonder if I could have your autograph.
No. No. Oh. I'm at a wedding, for God's sake. I'm here to celebrate true love, not scribble my legible signature on stupid bits of paper that you can flog on eBay so that the next wedding you can wear a less hideous hat.
I see you've met my Aunt May.
Oh, God. You should wear name tags.
You next, kittle cattle.
I don't know, Uncle D. Boys aren't very nice.
Aren't they, darling?
Not in my experience. Always taking liberties, not giving much back in return.
Yummy.
Yeah? I like the way you say yummy.
Do you wish we'd picked another less wet day?
No. Not for the world.
Phew.
So it begins. Lots and lots of types of days. Fun!
Posy she is. Most beautiful girl in the world. No one can ever prepare you for what happens when you have a child. When you see the baby in your arms and you know that it's your job now. No one can prepare you for the love and the fear.
Oh, she's lovely. You were such an ugly baby.
More chimpanzee than Charles. I remember the first time I saw you, I thank God we were in driving distance of London Zoo.
Come on, hand over the little bugger. Let's see if she bounces.
Oh, are we sure?
She definitely will bounce. She can do anything.
Hello.
No one can prepare you for the love people you love can feel for them.
That's quite incredible. You've just slain your master.
And nothing can prepare you for the indifference of friends who don't have babies.
No, thanks. It's fine. It's great.
And it's a shock how quickly you have to move to a new place you completely can't afford.
Look what we found.
Look. Honey.
Sorry.
Suddenly, time travel seems almost unnecessary, because every detail of life is so delightful.
What's his name?
Horace, I think.
Oh, of course it is.
Only one important thing for a godfather, I'm told. Never bring a present smaller than the child.
Oh, shut up, you smug bastard.
Oh, don't worry. I didn't bring anything at all. She'll never know. Hasn't got a brain yet.
I didn't expect to see you here, Harry. Children's party is not exactly your style.
No, Mary, I was tricked. I was told there'd be free booze.
Oh!
I hate kids, as you know.
Where's Kit Kat, by the way?
I don't know. She said she'd be here around 3. And you know, we got purple cupcakes for her especially.
Ah, well, speak of the devil, that'll be her.
Well, we'll wait till Kit Kat gets here.
Hey, Ginny. Where's my sister?
She was here.
No, she hasn't arrived.
That's not good.
What does that mean?
Well, we had an argument this morning over nothing, but she'd been drinking, so... And then she ran out to get the car to come here, and I told her to meet me here, so...
There's a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen. He says worrying about the future is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubble gum. The real troubles in your life will always be things that never crossed your worried mind.
What happened?
We had a fight. And maybe I wasn't completely sober.
How is she?
Not completely.
When did she leave you? From where? I wanted exact. Exact time, exact address.
Sorry.
Hi! Does a small baby live here?
Yes, and she's so excited. She's downstairs.
Happy birthday, Posey.
Sorry, I had to pick up Kit.
I thought she was going to drive herself.
Turns out she couldn't.
She okay?
Later. I'm worried about Kit Kat.
Yeah. I know. She was drinking wine while we were drinking tea. And Jimmy wasn't nice to her. And she spurned the purple cupcakes.
We have to do something to fix it.
Yeah. But you know, if it's going to be fixed, I think she probably has to do it herself.
Maybe. Maybe not. My darling, what's happened? You're the best person in the world. You're top equal with my wife. I don't get it.
Maybe, just maybe, I'm the faller. Every family has, like, someone who falls. Who doesn't make the grade, who stumbles. Who life trips up. Maybe I'm our faller.
No.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a secret, and you have to promise to keep it.
We've always kept secrets.
We have? You promise you won't ever, 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 ever tell.
Yes.
I can travel in time.
Why are we standing in the cupboard under the stairs?
Because we're going to go back in time. And you're going to do some things differently.
I love it when you're funny.
Grab my hand. Close your eyes.
No, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my awesome God in a box!
You're kidding. I can go anywhere in time and you bring me back to the Warner's party of all time. I'm
afraid so. Let's go.
We've got work to do.
What work?
Make sure you do not meet Jimmy Kincaid. Quick, in here.
But he's about to fall in love with me.
Not this time, he isn't.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Why? I like your skirt, Jennifer.
Thank you. Right. I get it. If he hadn't met me, he'd have just had sex with someone else. Nip it in the bud, eh? Excuse me, Jimmy.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you do. Very well. Sorry. And this is what I should have done right at the start. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
And
New Year.
Back to the cupboard.
Hi, Dickie.
Amazing.
What happens now?
God knows. What I'm hoping is that from this moment on, you avoid the sleazy bad guys because they're sleazy and bad.
When did you get so serious?
Since it occurred to me that I might lose you. Brace yourself. This could be weird. Things will have changed.
Oh my God.
What?
Jay.
JJ?
Yes. And, he's adorable. Oh my God. Right. Let's do this.
Come on, you two. Mum's just cracked open a packet of biscuits.
What are you doing? Miss Kimmy, you do it. I've got something in mind for you. Grab the biscuits and come back. Yes. But leave the restaurant, Auntie. It's just tidy.
Oh.
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah.
I missed you. Mum wants me to do some gardening.
Okay.
Just, it's a tiny right.
There you go.
Looks dead. Out. This is what we're looking for.
Great.
Okay? Yeah.
Dead soon.
And
if you find a flag.
How did everything go?
Immensely satisfactory.
I'm so happy. I want to hear all about it. Will you do dinner first? Because something I have to do before 6 and I'll get fired.
Yeah. Can't think of anything I'd love to do more. Okay, where is the most fabulous person in the world? Come to your dad and get mashed up food shoved into your mouth. Hello there, little boy. You just wait there, and I'll be back in a minute. I can't go back past the birth again, can I?
No. I should have mentioned that. You're okay till it comes out. But the exact sperm at the exact moment got you this particular baby, so
if you do anything the tiniest bit different, you'll have a different child. So, every day up till yesterday is as it will always be. Lost.
Just like for everyone else.
Okay. Interesting. Tough. I love you, Dad. I've got to go. We're not leaving this room until we find a way of making sure this never happens again.
When are you going now? Leave Jimmy, don't I? For good.
I have to stop drinking. Stop leaving jobs. And I have to go out with someone nice and boring.
And you know, nice isn't necessarily boring. Like who? Matt Damon?
Okay. I'll go out, Matt Damon.
Tell me, have you seen Jay recently?
Your Jay?
Hmm.
Well, sticky up hair Jay looks a bit like a Muppet. Jay.
Yes. He just popped into my head. He's always had a crush on you.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Thinking of asking him to dinner. Are you free?
Might be. Might have to freshen up a bit first.
Yeah, you look shit.
Joanna?
Oh, thank Christ, go back.
Turned a total one half.
I'm not fine anyway. Oh. Where is she?
It was a single worst night of my life.
Oh, how where's the Posey? There she is. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Darling, how are you doing?
Let's have another one.
Oh, screw that. No. That hurts. And I got fat. Like, fat, fat.
Fat, isn't she? Tell Mommy you want a sister.
No. Tell Daddy. Happy being an only child.
Fortunately, we are young and careless. And it wasn't long before there were four of us.
And this is incredible. Posey Lake, only 3 years old, is about to break the women's 10-meter Olympic record. They're going to do it. And here they are. They've done it, fam.
That was brilliant. You're so good.
Can you help me? I'm so nervous. What do I wear for dinner with our best-selling author?
Let me finish up with the monsters and I'll come right up.
Great, thank you.
Go
ahead. Okay, how about this?
That's gorgeous. Job done.
No, take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I don't know. No, I hate it.
Yeah.
It's boring and makes me look kind of lumpy.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is boring and lumpy. I hate it.
Okay, what about this?
Gorgeous. We did it.
No, it's too breasty.
Is it?
Okay.
It's not too breasty.
No, I'm not wearing these heels. I look like a prostitute.
Well, not high heels, then.
Yeah, but then we have the short legs problem.
Okay, well, do you want to look like a prostitute or a dwarf?
Warning. That's a warning.
Yes.
No.
No.
Now that I like.
No, I'm just picking up the dress that this goes under. Such a bad boy. This one?
Not bad.
Or this one?
Trick question, isn't it? Same dress.
No!
No?
Okay, I don't think this one's too bad.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, great, good. How about the blue one?
Blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one that you tried on that was boring and lumpy, but that wasn't actually boring and lumpy, that one.
Yeah, which do you prefer?
I don't know, I'm actually starting to go mad.
Okay, I think I like the blue one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with this one then.
You look amazing.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. God. Where's Posey?
I left her downstairs.
Not leaving the door open to the room with the manuscript in it.
I don't think so.
Look at me. Look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And talk me through this.
Well,
basically, my life is over.
Okay. I really need to go out for just like 2 minutes. Maybe one.
Don't you dare.
Okay, I'm just...
Don't you dare answer that! What are we gonna do?
I think that we should really answer
If you answer the goddamn phone, I will kill you. With the phone.
I won't answer the phone, but I do need to get out, so... I mean...
No getting out, no.
Okay, right.
Sorry, Mr. McEwen. We read most of your book, but you see, the rest of it was colored on, or shredded.
Yeah. I had no idea Posey actually knew how to use that machine. In a way, that's impressive.
What is it? What? How can I help you? Oh, Mary. No, everything. Sorry. Your son will explain. It's your mother.
Hi, Mom. No, it's okay. We'll come straight down. Okay, goodbye.
Hello, darling.
Mum, how are you?
Honestly?
Why not?
I am fucking furious. I am so uninterested in a life without your father. Mary, come on, let's make some tea.
How are you?
Yeah,
I'm fine. Desmond, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Though a little hot. Your father, I think, is not so well. Cancer.
Yes.
I'm very unhappy about it, Tim. At your wedding, he said he loved me.
He does.
I know. That was the best day of my life. So this is probably the worst.
Dad.
Oh, for God's sake. Not you too.
What?
Well, Kit Kat's just rolled up, blubbing her eyes out, and now you're here. What's Mum been saying?
The truth?
Yeah, well, apart from that, it may have been the smoking, but I couldn't undo that, as it was before you were all born. And anyway, your mother definitely wouldn't have been out with me if I hadn't been such a sexy smoker. I did get diagnosed as soon as possible, but it was too late.
How long have we got?
Oh, you know, it could be years.
How long, really?
Weeks, I'm afraid.
Have we had this conversation before?
Yeah.
What happened?
I rather let myself down. I hugged you.
I think I just thought with the time thing.
No, I never said we could fix things. I specifically never said that. Life's a mixed bag, no matter who you are. Look at Jesus. He was the Son of God, for God's sake. Look how that turned out.
I know. You must see I feel a bit cheated.
Don't. In fact, feel the opposite. The only people who give up work at 50 are the time travelers with cancer who want to play more table tennis with their sons.
Right. So that's been the deal.
I'm sorry we had to call. It suddenly got very bad. And I have something very important to tell you. Or let me check. Do you want to know the big secret, or would you rather find it out for yourself like I did?
Oh, Christ, there's another secret.
Less traumatic, much more important, the real mothership.
Oh, go on, tell me. Let's save some time.
And so he told me his secret formula for happiness. Part one of the two-part plan was that I should just get on with ordinary life, living it day by day like anyone else.
This is a statement was revised with a paragraph there. Highlighted.
Almost that your objectives are almost successful. Rupert. Rupert, is that the best you can do?
No. No. Absolutely not. We can change that.
Item number two.
Good afternoon, sir. Eating in or taking away today?
Take away.
Yeah? No problem. Lovely, that's 4:24 then, please, sir. Thank you kindly. Thank you. Hello there. Are you eating in or taking away?
Do you find the defendant, John Welbeck, guilty or not guilty of fraud?
Not guilty.
And that is the verdict of you all?
Yes.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank God.
Let the defendant be discharged.
Be upstanding in court.
Lights out.
Yeah. Tough day. But then came part two of Dad's plan.
He told me to live every day again, almost exactly the same. The first time with all the tensions and worries that stop us noticing how sweet the world can be. But the second time, noticing.
Okay, Dad. Let's give it a go.
So don't lose hope.
still not such a bad day after all.
No. It's pretty good, really. Very good day, actually, if it turns out.
Well, that's a relief. Because if it had been a very bad day, I thought I might have had to have had sex with you to make up for it. Good night.
It was a very, very bad day. It went very, very badly. I got fired from my job. And then I killed a man.
That is a very bad day.
It's terrible.
Yeah. The worst day ever. So sorry.
Some days, of course, though, you only want to go through once.
This is so brilliant. Dickens is so good on actual jokes, actual gags. Where have you come from?
It's the...
Oh, okay. Big day. Thanks for dropping in. How's Uncle Desmond's suit?
Oh, immaculate.
Excellent. Did I mention I wanted the Nick Cave track?
It's taken care of.
Thank you. Can I just read you this one bit?
Read away. I've got lots of time.
I think the Romans must have aggravated one another very much with their noses. Perhaps they became the restless people they were in consequence. Anyhow, Mr. Wopsle's Roman nose so aggravated.
Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. But I believe in love, and I know that you do. I believe in some kind of bed. We can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms.
What do you think about the kids?
What about
when the Chinese are around.
I just thought that maybe, you know, it was time for the insurance baby.
What?
In case one of them is really smart, we don't want the other one to feel stupid their whole life. And if we had a third one, then we could have two happy dummies. What do you think? Huh?
It was the toughest decision of my life. Saying yes to the future meant saying goodbye to my dad forever.
Why don't we wait a bit?
Absolutely. You're right. Yeah. How about now? Or now? Now?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Dad always wished there would be more of us. So. Anyway, we might try and nothing happens.
Exactly. Oh. Really clippy tonight.
And you cannot believe the detail in which I know the route to the hospital.
Oh, yay.
Will you excuse me for a sec? I just have to go downstairs.
Enchanted by the younger player, are seduced by memories of the older player's illustrious past.
Ah! Oh my God! I've won!
I haven't won in years.
You finally got good.
What's my prize, apart from the Olympic gold medal, of course?
A kiss will have to do.
A kiss? A kiss? I get you. This is it, then.
This is it. It's my last bit of extra time. The baby is completely on the way. Is there anything at all I can do? Is there anything you want to do?
I don't know. There is this one thing. A quick little walk. Totally against the rules, of course. But if we don't change a thing, if we're very careful, it shouldn't do any harm. It would be nice.
Thank you.
so I'm almost up to date with my story. As all families do, we got used to life after death, and it was still fine. And things settled back into their traditional rhythms, season after season, and are much as they have always been. And we've got used to Kit Kat being happy again. And then we got used to her being a mum, albeit not a very good or even safe one. And in the end, I think I've learned the final lesson from my travels in time. And I've even gone one step further than my father did.
No, don't worry. I'll do
them. Yeah, you do them, you lazy bum.
The truth is, I now don't travel back at all, not even for the day. I just try to live every day as if I've deliberately come back to this one day, to enjoy it as if it was the full final day of my extraordinary, ordinary life.
I don't get many things right the first time. In fact, I am told that a lot. Now I know all the wrong turns and stumbles and falls brought me here.
Yeah, good. Hello, you're down already. That's great. Thank you so much for that. Didn't we get it?
Where was I before the day that I first saw your lovely face? Now I see it every day.
Fine.
And I know that I.
We're all traveling through time together, every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
Thank you.
And only time can make you the wind that blows away the wings. For everything that life was worth, the fallen snow, the virgin birth, yeah, I can see. Standing in me, I can see you standing in.